This is High Plains Morning, as I said, and you know how we do. We like to have people from the community stop by and say hello, especially when we see something cool come through the pike. I got an email about a very special celebration that's happening right now at Amarillo Wesley Community Center and Los Barrios de Amarillo, so I wanted to have Liz Rascón Alanis and Mary Brali live in the studio. How did I do?
Great.
You did great.
Oh, that's so great. I told you I was going to butcher it. But
You didn't.
We are so happy to have you here in the studio with us to mark this celebration. Tell us a little bit about what we're celebrating, Amarillo Wesley Community Center and Los Barrios de Amarillo.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for allowing us to come on and talk about these wonderful organizations. We're celebrating, I'll let Liz talk about hers, but for Los Barrios de Amarillo, we're celebrating 50 years of promoting higher education in our community. And so we're just excited to talk about, you know, how we started and what we're doing today.
Yes, in Amarillo Wesley Community Center, we've been around for 70 years now. And so we were started by a group of United Methodist women, some strong women that marched into the barrio and said, we have a mission in the barrio neighborhood to start, you know, the Wesley Community Center. So they started off with a baby wellness clinic, with ESL classes, with an after-school program, and now we've evolved to this great organization, big organization that services over seven programs that serves children, youth, senior citizens, families in our community.
Well, I know that we have got so many different little areas of Amarillo. There are so many different little pockets. The communities in this town are just so awesome. You guys put on so many cool things. Tell us a little bit about what kind of celebrations that you'll be seeing. It sounds like it's going to be a year-long celebration to mark these 120 combined years.
Absolutely. So I guess we'll start off with what's happening first, and that's going to be on April the 14th. We're going to start off by having a pinata party, and so we'd like for people to come by. It's going to be outside at the Wesley Community Center, which is at 1615 South Roberts. It's going to be held at noon, and we have a huge pinata, and we are going to have some celebrity sluggers that are going to hit it, and it's just a way to kind of start off the year of different celebratory events. And so we want everybody to come by and see which slugger is the one that is going to be able to best open this huge pinata for all of us to get some treats and eats.
So is it going to be a homemade pinata, or you guys, is it going to be like a specialty thing? You guys are making this from scratch, I'm assuming.
Yes, it was specifically made for this event. And so this lady, she did it, and it's huge. It's like half of this room. So we're going to have fun.
This room's pretty big.
Yes.
It's in the shape of 120, the number 120, which, you know, signifies the 50 years of Los Barrios and 70 years of Wesley. So
I cannot wait to see this. This sounds like something that kids are definitely want to be present for, because it's going to be stock full of really good stuff, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Well, everyone mark their calendars. That's April 14th, pinata party. You've also been chosen as the recipient of an upcoming tournament.
Yes, so the Amarillo Wesley Community Center was chosen for the United Supermarket Charity Classic Golf Tournament this year, and so we're really excited about that. As being the benefactors, the proceeds of this is going to allow us to scholarship after school and summer camp kids into our program. One of the things that we've noticed is that when kids aren't in a structured environment, then they start partaking in risky behaviors. So what we want to do is provide, again, a safe haven for them to come to, something structured to not let them engage in things like that. And so the cool thing about it is they can come at no cost or a partial amount. And so we'll be offering scholarships for that for the summer. So we're really excited about that. And that's on June 7th. And if anybody would like to participate in that, they can just call the Wesley Community Center. Our number is 806-372-7960. And you can get involved with us and help us, you know, raise money for this fundraiser.
So tell us a little bit about what the summer camps and after school programs do. I used to work at one before I moved down to Texas. They're just so crucial. I mean, just to keep the kids engaged. And here we are coming off of an entire year of needing to keep kids engaged. So tell us a little bit about what the summer camps, you know, do for the kids, kind of the programs that you guys have.
Right. For our summer camp program, students can show up as early as 7 a.m. and they're there till 6 p.m. And so, of course, during this time, parents have the opportunity to go to school during the summer. They can go to work. And so we keep it really fun. Our number one rule is have fun and then keep the center clean. And so we just really try to work around our curriculum. We have different themes throughout every single week. So we'll have like the Bahamas and then our Hawaiian hullabaloo. And so it's just fun for the kids. We travel around the world to China. And so it's really teaching them about different cultures. Also by not regressing in school. So we do reading, math, different games for them to go to. We have karaoke contests. They really have fun. And that's, you know, the name of the game, keep them entertained. And then also making sure that they're in that structured environment. We feed them there. They have almost three meals there a day. And so we just really love the kids and really love engaging with the Barrio community.
And I didn't realize that you had karaoke, Liz.
Oh,
I don't know.
You're welcome.
I don't know why you've never told me that. I mean, she's invited me for other things, but karaoke, now that's my game.
Well, that sounds like a pretty incredible summer camp. Again, the United Supermarkets Supermarkets Charity Golf Tournament is June 7th. Anyone who wants to get involved, you can call the Wesley. You've also got a mural coming up. Now, I saw that there was a mural that was done by Joey Martinez recently that's kind of along a strip of highway. And you have another one coming up that's going to be at the Wesley.
Yes. So the mural that you saw at the underpass on 10th, that was a wonderful mural that was done by Joey Martinez, as you mentioned, from Lubbock. He did an amazing job. As you're traveling east, it depicts things of the barrio. So the Wesley is one of the areas that that he painted. And then as you're coming west back into Center City, it depicts different buildings of Center City. And so that was so amazing. But we're really excited to have a mural that is going to be located on the east side of the Wesley Community Center building. And it's going to depict what both organizations does. As I mentioned with Los Barrios, we are promoting education, higher education. So we really target middle school students, high school students, and then college students. We're wanting them to know that, you know, higher education is achievable for everyone. We started off with Caprock High School 50 years ago. We noticed that there was a decline in the graduation rates of Caprock students. And over 50 years, we've you know, opened that up to students in the Region 16 area. And so we target all students, but it's going to have pictures of education along with pictures of things that the Wesley Community Center does. It's going to be done by Blank Spaces, which is a program that is overseen by Sean Kennedy at Caprock High School. And those kids do amazing artwork. I mean, you've seen their artwork all over town. And so we're so excited that we have those kids to be involved in our community as well. And we can't wait to see what they come up with.
Yeah, I have to say Amarillo does a pretty strong mural game these days.
Yes, they do.
Well, this is really exciting. How long have each of you been involved with these different organizations? Which, just to be clear to everyone, Amarillo Wesley Community Center is kind of the overarching one, right? And Los Barrios is kind of part of it.
That's correct. So we fall under the Wesley Community Center's 501c3 umbrella. Liz likes to call us the baby sister?
Yes.
of the Wesley. And so, again, we started 50 years ago, and we are so lucky to have the Wesley. We work together closely, and we're just, you know, whenever we need an office, Liz lets us go office there. But we've been here for a long time, and we love working with Liz, and I think that she likes working with us too.
I do.
This has been kind of a long year for communities, and I know that in Amarillo specifically, we've got like a record amount of nonprofits, and they all somehow make it. And so we've got a very group of amazingly, you know, generous group of people in the different pockets that all kind of work together. Can you give us a little bit of a, you know, how has it been this last year? I know that you guys have probably had to lean in quite a bit and identify people who are isolated, identify people who maybe needed a little help, parents that were struggling. I mean, we've all just gotten through this, but leaning on those communities is really how people come out of it.
Right. You know, I think every nonprofit got just hit, you know, during the pandemic. And so one of the things that you have to go in there, and what my team has done, is we went in there positive. You know, I think that's the mindset, you know, when things like this happen, is just to be positive. We were as the need increased, we had to be creative. And so, and as any nonprofit here in the community, you know, there's a lot of people during this time that was also suffering from mental health issues. So we try to think outside of the box. Our counselor was going to people's houses and, you know, getting her lawn chair and sitting outside in their homes just to get them their sessions. You know, we were teleworking. We were also, one of the things that we did for senior citizens is because they encountered a lot of a social isolation during this time. And of course that affects, you know, also mental health. And so we decided that our program would be a mobile unit. And so we just kind of rock in and rolled it, and, you know, we made things happen. And we're super proud that we are in generous. I mean, the Texas Panhandle is one of the most generous, you know, that have the most generous individuals is what I mean. And so we're just super blessed that people stepped in when we needed them the most. Grantors came in, you know, and so we had, you know, despite such an awful year, we were able to bounce back from it. And a lot of it had to do with mindset and this generous community.
And, you know, I think that too, it tells you that donations are great. Obviously, when you're a 501c3, you need that to sustain your organization and what you do to help the community. But we also learned that volunteerism, I mean, whenever you're a nonprofit, you really need your volunteers. And so for Los Patios, we are really looking currently for mentors. We need mentors to mentor our students, to help them stay in college. It was different for the college experience was different this past year. They didn't get to go in class. They had to do it online. Sometimes that's difficult for students if you're not an online learner, myself included. I'm not one of those. I have to be interactive with people. So it takes mentors to help students through that, you know, help them to, you know, just help them continue to go to college. We don't want them to drop out. And so we are really looking for mentors. And so we saw a lot of people that are really saying, hey, how can we help? We know you need money, but how else can we help? And so that's really grown. And we're really super proud of that as well.
Yeah, it's one of the most important things I think that anyone can do. We had interns, we have high school interns here at High Plains Public Radio. And you know, the generosity and the, you know, presence within community is something that people that listen to HPPR all across our entire region, all of the five states, something that's really present. And that you're right, you come at it very positive when it's like, here I am, I'm doing something, I'm affecting something. That's great that you guys, you know, it's incredible to think you have 120 years now total between the two of you on the different organizations. Now is a great time to consider, you know, volunteering. How can people help out? There's no shortage of need, especially with education and kids.
Absolutely. And time is so valuable. Your time is so valuable.
And I usually have a little bit more time than I have money, and I ain't got no time.
Busy.
Well, it was so great to speak with you two. Any final closing thoughts for anybody out there listening, considering possibly becoming a mentor, becoming a donor, becoming a supporter of Wesley and Los Patios?
Well, we just ask that you please follow us on our Facebook pages because we do have a lot of events planned that we didn't talk about. And so you just need to stay tuned for those events that are coming up. We want everybody to be involved. We want everybody to celebrate with us. We might be located in the barrio, but we want the whole community to be involved.
Yes. And same, just follow us, call us, and we will get you connected to the programs that you can volunteer at. We're so happy to be here, and thank you for having us.
All right. You've been listening to Liz Rascon Alanis with Amarillo Wesley Community Center. She's the executive director. You can reach her at 806-372-7960 if you have any questions about anything about the center. And Mary Braly, that's Los Barrios de Amarillo. She's the president. You can reach her at mfbraly, B-R-A-L-L-E-Y, at Gmail. And I'll post everything online. If you wanted to check out the center, it's 1615 South Roberts Street. Again, that pinata party is happening on the 14th of April. Definitely show up if you have children. And June 7th is the United Supermarkets Charity Golf Tournament with the proceeds going to the community center. And again, that number, if you have questions, 806-372-7960. Liz, Mary, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for all the work you do. We've got a lot of catching up to do with these kids over the next year. So I really hope we get a lot of volunteers for you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes. All right. High Plains, I did promise you that we were going to do some Simon and Garfunkel. Let's just do it. Here's the Dangling Conversation on High Plains Morning.